A commander of Iraq's popular mobilization forces says that if the U.S. decides to blacklist Iraq's PMU, they'll demand the expulsion of all American troops from Iraq.
Abu Mahdi, Iraqi.
The PMUs are, as Iraqi Prime Minister had said, Iraqis who had rose to the defense of every last bit of Iraqi land from Baghdad to Mosul, from Kirkuk to Al Ghaim, and presented sacrifice after sacrifice and martyr after martyr for the sake of Iraq. We will not allow anyone to blacklist these units, and if that happens, we will consider this an act of aggression against Iraq, and we will take necessary measures to expel U.S. troops in Iraq and to sever diplomatic ties through parliament.
Hadi Al-Amiri, who heads the Iraqi parliament's Badr bloc and Badr organization, also criticized the recent remarks made by spokeswoman of the U.S. State Department, Heather Nauert. And Nauert had described another key PMU figure, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, as a terrorist. Al-Amiri supported Abu Mahdi by saying that he defends Iraq with honor, dignity, and courage. Now joining us out of Indiana is Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine. Hello, Mr. Jones. Thanks for joining us back in the program. Sir, now, what's the deal here? You're fighting against Daesh. You're trying to get the scourge of this terrorist organization off Iraqi soil. Tell me how the heck you get designated as a terrorist organization by Washington. It hasn't happened yet, but we're hearing these strong rhetoric in that, you know, to that end. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, well, I call the Kurdish independence movement, I call that Plan B. That has failed. Plan A was the attempt to take over Syria. Plan B was the Kurdish independence. Now we're down to Plan C, which is basically to demonize anybody who the State Department deems a terrorist. I think we need to look at this particular statement. Who made this statement? Heather Nauert. Who is Heather Nauert? She was hired in June from Fox News, okay? The first press conference she held, she had to open a folder there. Every time they asked a question, she had to look at the folder for about 5 minutes before she could come up with the answer. She has no competence whatsoever in this field. She was hired because she's good looking. This is the whole attempt to use someone like this as a kind of entertainment figure to distract everyone from the fact that the policy is incoherent and she can't explain it.
So what's Washington's beef with the PMU? I mean, is that even clarified?
Yes, they're an Iranian militia. And the whole point of foreign policy here is to break up the Shia crescent that goes from Tehran, Baghdad, Syria, Hezbollah, down into the West Bank. That's the whole point. They can't articulate this. They can't say that this is their policy. So they have to just have this info babe come on and say he's a terrorist. And that's the end of the story. She couldn't say, she didn't know anything about the guy. She just said, he's a terrorist, take my word for it. And that's that. This is supposed to be foreign policy or some type of explanation of foreign policy. It's ludicrous.
But you understand, there's a couple of advisors that are Iranian with them. Iran supplies some of their weaponry, but in you know, the actual militia is an Iraqi militia. U.S. State, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told them, now that Daesh is gone, it's time for you to go home. They're Iraqis.
Yeah, well, this is, as I said, Plan C. Now that they failed in creating this Kurdish insurrection, now they're just going to tell the militias to go home. Well, why should they go home? I mean, what we're seeing is an incoherent policy. We go from one failure to another, and then we make statements like this that the United States government simply can't back up. I guess we're supposed to look into Heather's eyes and say, gee, you're so pretty. I don't care what you said.
Okay, thanks for joining us there, Mr. E. Michael Jones out of Indiana, editor at Culture Wars Online magazine.